Psalm 117 tonight. Psalm 117. Take a minute to read this psalm. It says, Psalm 117, O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now that is an interesting psalm. It's interesting for a couple reasons. First off, it's interesting because it's short. It's the shortest chapter in the whole Bible. It's interesting. What else is interesting is if you look over just one chapter, you have Psalm 119. Which is the longest chapter in the whole Bible. So two chapters apart, you have the shortest chapter in the whole Bible and the longest chapter of the whole Bible. And you know what that tells me? That tells me that sometimes short is good. And sometimes long is good, right? Sometimes short services are good and sometimes long services are good. I remember when I first got out of college, I worked under this pastor, the first pastor I worked under, and he'd let me preach from time to time. He was gracious to do that. And he would get so mad at me after I preached. Not because I said anything stupid, although I'm sure I did, but he would get mad at me because I didn't preach long enough. And he'd say, you can't even preach for 45 minutes? In his mind, you didn't even start, you're just warming up until you hit the 45-minute mark. And he would preach routinely for an hour and a half. You know, he would just preach and preach and preach. And then I went from that church to Tennessee, and I worked for Pastor Scallions. And Pastor Scallions kind of had the Lee Robertson mindset. And if I preached for more than 25 minutes, I was going to hear from him at the end of the sermon. So it went from being way too short to being way too long. I think both short messages and long messages have their place. I tell you, I was telling Adam this before the service. When I was growing up, I went to Christian schools, and I probably sat through hundreds of chapel messages, hundreds of them. And I don't remember any of those chapel messages except for one. One out of hundreds. And you know what it was? My pastor did the chapel message, and he stood up. We were all groaning, you know. Here comes another hour and a half long chapel message. Although we liked those because that meant we got out of a test the next period, you know. And he got up and he said, everybody take your Bibles and turn to John 3:16. And he read John 3:16 for us. And he said, you know what, guys? God loves you. And I love you too. My watch or something. All right. He said, God loves you. I love you too. Have fun at recess for the rest of chapel. I was like, yes, I remember that message, okay? So, shortest chapter of the Bible. There's two other reasons why this chapter is interesting. Not only is it the shortest chapter in the Bible, this is the middle chapter in the whole Bible. I don't know if you realize that or not. There are 1,189 chapters in the Scripture. That means that there are 594 chapters before this chapter and 594 chapters after this chapter. So if you do the math, 594 plus 594 plus 1 is 1,189. So this is the very heart, the very middle of the Bible, okay? But the third reason why it's interesting is I think that it is not just the shortest passage in the Bible and the very middle of the Bible, but I think it is a short summary of the central message of the Bible. A short summary of the central message of the Bible. It tells us three things that I think God wants us to know above all other things, okay? Number one, it tells us that God has been extremely kind and merciful to us. Look at the second verse there. It says, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. God has been kind and merciful to us. We do not deserve God's kindness and God's goodness. But even wicked people get to enjoy sunny days. Even awful people get to enjoy the good things of life. God is kind to all of us. And God isn't just kind to all of us, He's merciful. He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us so that we could trust Him, so that we could become a part of His family. God is kind. And God is merciful. That's what people need to hear about the Lord. They need to hear that He is kind and that He is merciful. That's the first thing. The second succinct thing that this passage teaches us is that God has given us the enduring truth. It says, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. So people need to know, hey, God loves them. God's merciful. God's kind. And we have the truth. We have the truth. I've been doing a lot of study lately on counseling, and through studying counseling, studying about different psychological theories and different people that were important throughout psychology and that sort of thing. And one of the things that just blows my mind is these guys were, a lot of them, they were just, when it comes to life and the purpose of life, they were just stabbing in the dark. They had all kinds of crazy out there ideas. Okay? You know what? We don't have to stab in the dark to try to figure out what life is all about, because God has given us the enduring truth. And we have it right here. We have a roadmap. We have an instruction manual that we can give to people. All right? The world today is saying there is no truth besides your own truth. I had someone tell me that just door knocking not too long ago. That's not true. We have the truth, the objective truth of God's word. And it doesn't change year to year or century to century. It's not going away because all the stuff that's happening in the world, it's enduring. So God's been extremely merciful to us. The second thing, God has given us the enduring truth. The third thing that I think God could have us learn, it's sort of a summation of the Bible here, is that God wants all nations to know and praise Him. God wants all nations to know and praise Him. The first verse here says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people. Now, this was written by a Jewish person to a Jewish audience. And it's interesting that at the time this was written, very, very few people that were not Jewish people had any knowledge of the Lord. All right? But it was always God's plan. It was always God's plan that all the world would know Him. It was always God's plan that all nations would praise Him. All right? Even back in Abraham, the very beginning of the Old Testament, God promised to Abraham, in you, in your seed, will all the world be blessed. God wants all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, God wants all the world to know Him and to praise Him, and God's given us that as a commission to go and tell all nations. That's why we send out missionaries. That's why we evangelize and share the gospel with people, because everybody needs to know that the Lord is merciful, that He's kind, and that He's given us His enduring word. And that word points to Jesus Christ. All right? So, that's it. Short message. All right? God's been kind to us. God's given us the enduring truth. God wants all nations to know and praise Him for it. And you guys are probably like, you couldn't have just read John 3, just read it and said, I would have remembered that a lot more. Sorry.